Neighbourhood. Your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for a swift investigation and strengthened witness protection measures. It follows the murder of Marius van der Merwe, known as Witness D, at the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry. The 41-year-old was shot dead outside his Brakpan home in Ekurhuleni on Friday night. At the commission last month, the accused suspended deputy chief of the EMPD, Julius Mkhwanazi, of covering up a murder by an official. Ramaphosa says van der Merwe served the cause of justice and integrity by testifying.
It's not acceptable that witnesses who are unraveling things, coming out with the truth of what has been happening, the rot that has been prevalent in our security cluster, are now, as they tell the truth, getting killed themselves. Because this is going to deter many other witnesses from coming forward.
Yesterday, police met with the SANDF, the SSA and the Justice Department to discuss the safety of witnesses. Authorities say Nat Joints will be roped in to heighten security for those testifying and have urged the public not to speculate while investigations continue. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Mamaloko Kubayi says van der Merwe's death highlights serious gaps in how witness identities are managed. She says the commission offered van der Merwe protection, but he turned it down, believing he didn't need it because he ran his own security company. The minister says public interest can never come at the expense of a person's right to life.
Initially, the commission had intended to do certain testimonies in camera. We want to appeal that the commission revisit this and revisit the strategy so that there isn't any threat. If transparency is going to supersede the protection, we will not achieve protection of witnesses. And therefore, our fight against corruption, our fight against organized crime will be compromised.
Back home, an investigation's underway after a woman was shot dead in Tongaat, north of Durban. Reaction Unit South Africa spokesperson Prem Balram says the incident happened in Magwaveni last night.
We were informed of a shooting in progress, and when reaction officers and paramedics got to the scene, they established that a woman and her nephew were walking on a footpath when a lone gunman produced a firearm and opened fire. He fired two rounds and then fled on foot. A 61-year-old female was declared deceased.
And further afield, hundreds of people have demonstrated in the Tunisian capital against the government. Protesters in Tunis yesterday called for the release of jailed activists. It's after the recent arrests of three opposition figures convicted of conspiracy against the state. Since President Kais Saied staged a sweeping power grab in 2021, rights groups have criticized a major rollback on freedoms. Dozens of Saied's critics have been prosecuted or jailed, including on terrorism-related charges and under law the president enacted in 2022 to prohibit spreading false news. Protesters held up portraits of several of them. And on the weather front back home, wet weather is expected across KZN today. Durban, Ulundi and Moy River reach a high of 24 degrees. Newcastle and Ladysmith 26, Richards Bay 25, Pietermaritzburg 21, Margate 23 and 22 for Kokstad and the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 1.5 meters at the Durban beach with sunset at 13 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.